Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. I sat down with conductor Mark Laycock, guest conductor with the English Chamber Orchestra. The group's concert at the Kimmel Center in Philadelphia on Mozart's birthday benefits Musicopia. I first asked Laycock, who now lives in Berlin, about his connection with Philadelphia.
I moved here in 1975 to study with the Curtis String Quartet, and I lived here for 20 years.
Now, you moved here when you were how old?
I moved here while I was still 17 and turned 18 shortly thereafter.
And the Curtis String Quartet?
The Curtis String Quartet had their own school. It doesn't exist anymore, but the emphasis of the school was on chamber music. And my dream at that time was to play viola, both as a quartet musician and hopefully in symphony orchestra. But when I had moved here, I had already, through the encouragement of my youth orchestra, which was conducted by a young, unknown 23-year-old named Leonard Slatkin, at that time, they knew of my interest in conducting. Of course, Leonard was so inspirational for a 15 and 16-year-old boy to play every morning under such a young genius and watch his meteoric rise to stardom and develop a friendship with him. He was a tremendous inspiration, and so I was given opportunities to conduct various things as a 16-year-old. But I thought, well, that was fun, and now what I really want to do is play the viola. So I came to study with Max Aronoff of the Curtis String Quartet.
How did you get drawn into conducting then?
Well, I realized after coming and studying very seriously, which for a string player means that 6 and 8 hours a day, you are by yourself in your apartment or your practice room and learning technique. And Max Aronoff's method of teaching, which I still think is the greatest, was that you would play one, or if you're lucky, two measures of music over 4 years of studying with him, because the work was so concentrated. You concentrated not just on the notes. The notes are the simplest thing. It's everything that is contained within the note and how to develop different sounds and colors. While I was studying with Max, I began to miss conducting, even this little bit of conducting I had done as a 16-year-old. And I began putting string orchestras together, first with schoolmates. We formed a string orchestra and played around Philadelphia and once in Reading, Pennsylvania. And then that went on to forming a chamber orchestra, and one thing led to another. Then in 1978, Leopold Stokowski died, and the Philadelphia Orchestra held a one-time competition in his honor. And I won that competition. So that meant in January of 1979, at 21 years old, I made my professional debut conducting the Philadelphia Orchestra. So that was a tremendous honor. And then realizing that Mahler and Tchaikovsky had both stood in the same spot on the podium in the Academy of Music, it was just the most fantastic thing. So that
pretty exhilarating.
it was exhilarating, and it set my sights very high, of course.
Could you talk a little bit about your association with the English Chamber Orchestra? You conducted them in January of 2013.
That's right. That was the first time we met. We met in January of 1913, and this was a concert that was given for the birthday of a great man, William H. Scheide, who turned 100 last January. Unfortunately, we have just lost him. But I would perform concerts at his invitation. He was a man of considerable means, great music lover, world-renowned for his scholarly articles on Bach. And we would celebrate his birthday each January with a great orchestra giving a special concert for him.
When did you meet him, and when did this relationship start?
I met Bill between 25 and 30 years ago. Bill was a board member of the Princeton Symphony Orchestra, of which I was a music director. Princeton, we built a remarkably fine orchestra. This is not the university's orchestra, but the town of Princeton, the city of Princeton, has their own orchestra, which we built from a very small chamber orchestra in its beginnings to truly a world-class orchestra with great acclaim. And Bill was a leading vision in that, very supportive of my artistic goals, and desires, and we formed a very, very close, intimate friendship. So the English Chamber Orchestra and I came to Princeton, January of 2013, to celebrate William Scheide's 99th birthday. We had a wonderful collaboration in all respects, and so they have since invited me back to London, where I've appeared with them, and now they are coming here to Philadelphia, which is a great event for everyone, and the very first time the English Chamber Orchestra has ever played in Philadelphia.
Which is kind of remarkable, because apparently they tour all the time.
Yes. Well, and they are the world's most recorded chamber orchestra. So it is, it's rather remarkable. They've never been to Philadelphia, but they're very, very honored and excited to come here. And of course, I'm delighted to come home and give a concert in the new Kimmel Center in the Perlman Theater.
Well, it's interesting to me because when I was thinking about this event, I was thinking about how it's really an intersection of forces. It's English Chamber Orchestra has its own mission, and Musicopia has a mission and goal. You have your own personal aspirations or goals, mm-hmm. and they're all kind of coming together. How did this collaboration between the English Chamber Orchestra mm-hmm. and Musicopia and you come to be?
Well, I think you have different ingredients that have come together to make a spectacular dish. And this was the sponsorship of William H. Scheide and his wife, Judith McCartan Scheide. It was the English Chamber Orchestra and I coming to Philadelphia to play at the Kimmel Center. And then the awareness of Musicopia, and because everyone involved, everyone in the English Chamber Orchestra, with my background as a string player, William Scheide's great love for music, and the tremendous work that Musicopia is doing, it seemed like a natural to then make this event something that would be bigger than it had been planned originally. So then it became really a focus for how can we help Musicopia give their students more exposure to this type of string playing, and then help them with their outreach.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.